Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
How was it? Good. Oh, I had a conversation with a new friend today that inspired me to come to the beach this evening for the last hour of light. As the waves are rolling in, we had a variety of conversation about compassion for self, awareness of compassion for self. If I were to feel totally accepting of myself for a moment, what would that feel like? And what if I expanded on that feeling for a moment and allowed it to be more of the natural way of my day? When I have a day when I, for whatever reason, crying in the morning, I'm old enough now that I realize that it's going to be a fantastic day, because crying is such a release, it's such a healing, it's an allowing, it's a surrendering, it's an acceptance that I don't know exactly anything, and I'm open to showing up, to finding out what it is next. That other day when I was crying in the morning, and even in the midst of that realizing that it was going to be a great day, I stayed tuned. I was walking along a road where there was a shelter, a bus shelter, and I sat down. It was raining, and so I sat down in the shelter on some paper towel I'd brought with me. And I just sat there for a little while until I kind of saw myself through those moments, and it felt good. I was recalibrating. And then I had occasion to walk by that booth, that bus shelter booth, again a few times over the next couple days. And it was really a spontaneous and fascinating exercise to stand there a moment and look to look at the energy field of my former self who had been sitting there. And be touched with compassion for her, for me, for anyone sitting somewhere for a moment, recalibrating, surrendering, allowing, recognizing that this is the most fascinating ride, this planetary gallop. Our physical time here. What a time to be alive. And so, yes, I'm on Kauai. Time number 6. I feel young in this visit. I've been here a while, and I'm still here for a while. I feel like I'm almost as busy as I ever am in Ottawa. My contributions to a couple different households and generations is the way that I am affordably staying here and feeling both of service and in reflection. I mean, it is pretty nice to walk along at sunset with my feet in the sand, I'll tell you that. And have the surf come up and wash them afresh again. As the surfers come in from their last run of the day, wow, all right, that got me, whoa, thank you Rogue Wave, I'm still here, the big ones are coming in now. That's it. I've done it. So many people do it. No matter where you are, you can get into a rut. I'm grateful to have creatively and divinely stepped into an opportunity that I set an intention for later last year, to be here without a clear end date, because when you're on Kauai, it's like everybody has an expiry date, except the people who live here. Everyone who's visiting has a date generally. So I just wanted to not have an end date. And so it really is like living in the moment. And allowing each day to fill itself with what the next best thing is to do. And certainly I have a lot more interaction going on than I usually do I usually have a lot more solo time. Oh my goodness, oh, these waves. I wish you could see them. They are so gorgeous. Each one like a snowflake, right? Totally unique, never to be recreated. Similar and oh, oh, so gorgeous. And so just to complete that thought about routine and wanting to pull myself out of the rut, seems regularly in my life, coming up to 60 years, I guess something becomes a routine even if it's constant change. I'm willing to demonstrate manifesting and living and showing up for the adventure and the freedom of the moment to be and do and have and see and feel and love everything that is possible to do in a moment. And I'm not necessarily doing it to be noticed. I am doing it because this is what is here for me to do, and I am so grateful. And if someone notices and has an influence on them and on maybe choices and ideas and visions that you have, I hope it helps. I hope these ocean waves are helping you in this moment. As the heart cards say, everything is here waiting to be received. And actually, there is no waiting, is there? It's all being received, one way or another. If I were to feel completely worthy of every dream I've ever had in this moment, what would that feel like? Let's feel that right now in this moment. And this moment. And this moment. And this moment. And this moment. Aloha.